Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm never better, Tony.
Oh, come on. It's cold outside. It's miserable. The roads are all messed up.
But there's always going to be some warm weather, and there's going to be some good things happening, and there's no mosquitoes or bugs to worry about, so there's always good things.
Dr. John, I had a couple of emails, and I wanted to get your take. They were questions for you. One was wanting to know what's wrong with Michigan State's basketball team, specifically a couple of players, one of those being Darrell Summers. The question, and I'll sum it up for you, wondered why the team performed so well as a team last year. A lot of those components are still there, and yet they're not performing. And here's Darrell Summers, an individual who was looking like an NBA pick in the first or the second round, and after the great showing he had last year, he has very little confidence, and his game has suffered immensely. What happened, and what can he and the team do to continue the turnaround, which is one game in the win column?
Well, first of all, I have no inside information, so let me just give you a view from, a psychologist. Something is clearly going on, okay? Assuming that we're not dealing with substance abuse, which often does lead to people really not functioning well, not doing well, really just nothing up to form. Now, I probably say has nothing to do with him, so let's eliminate that since I know nothing about that, but that would be a reason. Another reason is sometimes people just kind of lose their edge in life, Tony. They just kind of maybe read the headlines because, before the year, everybody was already talking about NBA career. This guy is perfectly sized in terms of can play small forward, can, just a tremendous shooter. And all of a sudden, he's really lost his game in terms of on defense, in terms of shooting. So there's obviously something wrong here. He's saying all the right things now, that he really wants to get his game. He's even said that a few of the games are lost because he wasn't playing up to how he could play. So obviously, again, assuming it's not substance abuse, which I am, I'm throwing that out, but let's just assume it's psychological. He's lost his edge. He just lost his way, if you will, and now is the time, particularly since this is the bugle is out there right now, that he's going to have to really pull it together, particularly now that the team is playing well, because otherwise he can even be a hindrance to the team if he's going to go out and just be missing his shots. But obviously lost his edge, lost his ability, lost a lot of his confidence, and the key is shooters have to shoot. On the other hand, shooters have to make shots. So let's kind of hope things come together, because he certainly seems like a fine young man, certainly seems to want to do well.
How can confidence get regained?
Well, success. You start doing things right. You start doing the things you know you can do, practice, 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 and you just start doing it. He obviously has astounding talents. This is a fella of, a really exceptional talent, and we've certainly seen it in the past few years. We just have not seen it recently. So you just keep trying, try to do your best. The coach has to encourage him. The players around him have to encourage him, and he has to perform. If he can get anywhere near the level he was at a year ago, this team can go a long way.
Dr. Braccio, I also received an email from a young lady, and her, I need to sum this up because she wrote me quite a long email, but basically she feels she's in a place, she's got opportunity, she's got experience, but she can't find the motivation to just put it in gear and to use these opportunities to succeed. She wanted to know what can she do to kind of light the fire under her to get that motivation to use the opportunities she has.
Well, first, I'm going to give you an odd one, Tony. Is she in the right field? I mean, is she really into something that she's highly motivated to do? And that may sound like a funny thing to say, but if you're in a cubicle doing actuary tables on people for life insurance and you hate math and you hate working in a cubicle, then you're probably not going to get a lot of motivation in terms of doing that. You may have to do something to succeed, but it's probably not where you ought to be. So assuming the person is where she wants to be and she's doing what she wants to be, she really has to start to get the images of where she wants to be. And then the now, the moment, the time she's living now, she needs to be focusing on doing the things that she has to do to get to where she is. Dreams only come true, one, if we have them, and two, if we're willing to try to implement them. Apparently now, in her, quote, now, the moment she's living in, the only time she can control, she is not doing the types of things that will get her to the next stage, which is fulfilling her dream. So she just has to start looking at herself. She has to say, here's where I want to be. This is important to me, and then move forward. I would also argue that if she's not doing it, in spite of what she says she wants to do, it could be that she's just, the choices she's making now are worth it more to her to do now than what she says she wants to do. This is like the person who says, I want to lose 50 pounds, and they're eating chocolate eclairs and Baskin-Robbins ice cream and all these type things. So she really has to have a dream, want it, and really be motivated to really go and do it. Now, if she's depressed, if she's anxious, if she has obsessive-compulsive other issues slowing her down, then she may need some professional help, some medication, some combination thereof. That's part of looking at who you are also, Tony.
Dr. Baracchio, what's the difference between the two people who have the same skills, who have the same opportunity, who maybe even have the same job, but the one person gets up earlier and is motivated to prepare more as opposed to the other person who sleeps in and then moves forward?
Well, it's desire. It's motivation. It's having a dream, Tony, and really going for it, aiming for that extra, if you will. It's putting in the extra practice. I just remember when Judd Heathcote years ago was talking about Scott Skiles, that he would spend 2 hours after all practice to be preparing against an opponent that he was going to play against. I mean, just it's being willing to do that extra. Often it is not the smartest or the most talented that succeeds. It's the one who wants it the most and the one who tries the most. Because we've all seen enormous talent, Tony, that just goes to waste. They don't cultivate it. And others with far less talent, we just see them go to the stars because they know what they want. They live in the moment. See, the moment right now, this is all we control. This second right now that we're talking and the decisions we make in this now determine what the future is like. If we're just procrastinating, not doing things, woe is me, looking bad things, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later, those are not going to be the people that are going to be really highly satisfied, happy in the future, and successful.
So the way to get that fire lit under yourself is to use the dream or to use the want or that you're striving for to give you that extra motivation.
Tony, it's the road to the goal that is the fun and the excitement. I mean, people often say, I want this. Let's say I want $1 million. They get $1 million, they're not happy because they realize that's not what they really wanted. It may have been a culmination to make life easier to some degree, but it is the heat, the excitement, the good level of anxiety, moving forward, completing the task, getting things done, and succeeding.
But you have to enjoy the journey.
You have to enjoy the journey. That's why if you don't like the journey you're on, you're going to have to take a look and do something different or find something different because you're probably not going to just overnight get to love something.
Dr. John Baracchio, thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.